burning in my tam now.
What, dear?
I've got a burning in my tam.
Oh, yes, you would have. I mean, it is a stress symptom, yes. And it's not funny, I've had it.
So did Carla go off a cold? Come over then, Dave. What's she have to say?
Could I ring
home?
Of course you can.
Thanks very much.
Put your glasses on to see.
Oh, yes. One or other of them is probably taking Neil to karate. I think Friday night's karate
is
at 8 o'clock.
Thank
you, Brenda.
Doesn't he go to his brother's or something afterwards?
Yeah. And I expect either Phil or Paul is driving him, or whichever isn't driving him. It's possible that Paul has already had a reply from the Destiny people. You know, he... At my urging, Paul joined these people to find himself another girl. Because I'm so sick of hearing about Karen, who's treated him, made a fool of him, totally. And if Paul has had a phone call from one of these women, then he's been off like a shot.
That's the little silver thing.
What sort of little silver thing is
it? It's a little, just a funny shaped bracket thing. It's for the stand.
I didn't notice that. I saw that thing in the car, but I didn't notice a bracket.
I had it here, and I dropped it.
Ah.
It's
probably in the internal works of the chair.
So what did Jane have to say?
Much.
No, not really.
When's she coming back?
Stand for the microphone, I had it here. Probably fall in my handbag.
Yes.
So we've got through one day, you've got 90 minutes in the restaurant. You said we get through 2 or 3, didn't you?
Number 3, she's not allowed to go home until she's at least 7. We're on 3 now.
How long have you got? How long are you allowed to
have? A week.
A week.
Mm-hmm. And he started last night.
Oh, well.
Didn't have nothing else, did I? So what, it's a no answer at Nigel's? I think actually, doesn't he go to his gym? Well, it wasn't your fault, was it? Silver at all, it's black. Stupid.
I lost my fangs
now. I'm exactly the same.
So we had a good, we had a lovely meal. Chicken gourmet. Rice. With a poppadom, was it?
Poppadom, yeah.
Poppadom. I'm going to scream in a minute. Really bloody loud. I found the original packet I lost in the restaurant.
So they never offered Lee any.
Very restricted services on Boxing Day.
All it is, he had to help. They were 15 and 17 year olds, weren't they? Older than him. And they were mentally...
Retarded?
Well, yeah, but Lisa, they wasn't. They were just, I think, kids, that rough kids. They were big coloured chaps, weren't they? He said. Did he do football today?
No, he's broke his dollars today.
Oh, he could do it at work. Did he go and see that girl?
No.
Why?
There's a girl in the office where I got the lab today. He can go out. Come in, phone James, and start his second bath of the day.
But was his bath hot?
Well, the water's hot, but it doesn't come out quick.
It just doesn't come out quick. You have to be careful because that could affect the heating too, wouldn't it? But it's the hot water that comes from the tank runs through the...
Is
it? Well, we had a wonderful time at Marks and Sparks.
Yes.
We did. So we bought most of her Christmas presents and a whole lot of curry them in. How about that?
Yeah.
I know, we've got to finish it off tomorrow.
Yes.
Wait, the back of it, mate, I don't know. After this visit, tomorrow, I might go out one more time. Just for a few bits and pieces and extras, and that's it. It's probably better because, I mean, normally I start back in January.
I think you'd be out of that for it, but if your water's turned, the heat has turned up here. So maybe because the tank don't fill up quick enough, it cuts itself out one of them.
Turn that number 3 up to number 4. Might be just sometime at the therm, you know, it might need it on number 4.
I don't think I've ever seen your log effect. Is it a log effect fire?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it on.
We do have it on sometimes when we have the little lights on. It's quite effective.
I bet.
Nine times out of ten, you put the big sort of. The kids always put the big lights. I like low lights, but the kids always put the big. Tend to put the big. This cupboard is wonderful.
Marvellous, Brenda.
I'll show you that letter you can read because I've got to fill the diary in.
Oh, yes.
That's my letter on top, and then
Thank
the
you.
Letter underneath is for people. You just have a look at the Deb's book, and that in Hacks and Sparks. But this one, W.H. Smith's and Woolworths. Well, that's what I was going to show you. That's Peter, he bought it and didn't want it. You look at this month's Prima for Christmas.
No, he says he'd come and have a look. He says he's going to have a look at it first, see what he thinks.
Just don't tell me then.
I don't know whether Francesco has to go tomorrow.
Could be hard for to blow it out. See how much nicer it's good it was built. Just don't give me any more stress, please. I got a cold.
Keep breathing exercise.
Well,
stress.
That's what you told me, I know, but it's easier said than done, isn't it?
I'm going to tell you, Andrew.
I'm quite happy.
Yeah, got books. Yes.
Do
you know me, Jean? Even if we see each other every week, we still have loads to talk about.
Oh, that's it.
I don't. I think we haven't thrown them out, David. Marks and Sparks, you can look at it in a minute.
You haven't seen a leaflet, Dave, for Debenhams, have you? There was one out in the kitchen.
What is it
for? A Christmas catalogue. It's called Debenhams. Just like one of these brochures. I had two of them.
I've thrown them away. I've got 25% off, haven't I?
Yeah. Where?
The jewellers has tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow Debenhams?
Oh, no. No, I've been doing that. But the jewellers. Ratners, is it?
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday, they've got 25% off everything in the shop.
No,
I'm not jewellers. Well, I just thought you'd. Buy me a expensive, what do you think?
it's like that. What does he think it is?
Well, he said he doubted. He said he doubted very much if it was that.
Oh.
He said he'd come out and have a look.
Yes.
But he said he didn't think that would be it.
Hmm.
Still, you're not interested in going to bed a bit tonight, are you? No, not yet. You're bored, that boy.
He will. I was going to say, he'll be here till 2 o'clock. I don't know why you don't phone test, guys.
Well, I'll see. If he's going to do it, I'll phone him.
And just say, your wife's taken ill.
No, I'll send you plumbing stuff. Get a bird's pipe.
Hmm.
And you're going to be
oh, can I get some beer?
Not now. You're going to be fine. Actually, it's not, it might be not right doing it. It's like I say, you put your hot water. Maybe it might be a job you can do better in the week, won't it? Obviously, it's safe to use.
That's the thing,
yourself.
Yeah, that's what you want to know.
That's what
you've
got to worry about,
isn't it? That's it. Yeah.
You've just got to wait another 10 minutes to get your bar full.
It won't hurt,
will it? Funny enough, you should keep going down here and get your bar full. Well, it's
7 o'clock in the morning. Hmm. Oh, for God's sake. Like an occupation husband.
It is, yes, yes. Keeps you busy.
No, really. We thought there was a bomb alert in the toilet in the restaurant, didn't we, Jean?
Yeah.
It's high up. They need a plumber, didn't they, Jean?
They did. They got water hammer. We went into the latest toilet and one door, one cubicle was shut, and there was this loud drumming noise. And I said to Brenda, perhaps it's an alarm signal. Perhaps somebody on the other side of that door has been taken ill and has pressed some sort of alarm signal. Anyway, we went out and they said, oh no, it's always making that noise. Yeah.
Brenda, tell you Tesco's expectations of putting one up in Horsley?
Yes, charming.
I see that going there very well.
Yeah.
It's the last thing they want in Horsley.
Not the right place for it at all.
I don't think they need it actually.
No. Yeah.
Now I know why they tell you to fill this as you go along, because you forget what.
See the old thing's turned itself up again.
You tell him that. It might be the thermostat's gone. What's your regional accent, Jean? London?
No. No. Hang on. My regional. They want my regional accent. well, I would have said it's standard received Northern.
Northern?
Mm. Standard received, SR.
Friend, F-R-I.
That's right. I before E except after C.
Oh.
cars and forgets, don't they?
Looking at the Marks and Sparks book.
Oh.
Is that what you're looking at now?
No, this is Prima.
Prima.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very good.
It's really interesting.
Really a lot, isn't it?
Yeah,
yes.
Really lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Essentials, actually. I was thinking it was there. You end up with so many, don't you?
Yeah.
I must have a sort like that.
Oh.
Half of it is rubbish. It was in the Prima they gave it to you, but obviously it was in the Essentials. I think they had many Christmas. You can make your own of these. Was it you that we went up to town that time and brought those from John Lewis, the round?
Mm.
It was you.
Mm.
Did you use them?
Yes.
For what?
Well, I tried to fix them on the door and they wouldn't stay.
Yeah.
There was, unless I was prepared to put a ruddy great nail through my door, I couldn't hang the thing.
Well, did you decorate them or just leave them plain?
Well, they were decorated, weren't they? They were rings with, and they had little tidy boxes, little coloured, like little parcels sewn on.
Oh, no, I thought you bought just some plain green ones.
No.
No?
Perhaps we were going to and then decided against.
Well, I tried to fix it to the door, and it wouldn't. I tried to do it up with blue tack and would have none of it. I tried to do it with sellotape and it wouldn't do it. Sellotape kept on coming away. Something in the varnish, I think, that just resisted that. So then I thought, right, I'll tie the thing up in some way, forget how. And it blew away, went down the drive.
I don't mean to laugh when you said it blew away down the drive. You can just imagine this bloody thing flying away down the drive.
Yeah. So I chased off after it. One of the little boxes had come loose. And I carted it back to the house and I said, you're going to be a Christmas decoration, whether you like it or not. So first of all, I put it on a little, I've got a rather nasty little table that looks as though it ought to have a chamber pot underneath it. You remember that nasty little wooden bedside table?
Oh yeah, yeah,
hate?
Yeah.
So I put it on the top of there. Every time anybody went by, they knocked it off. In the end, I simply flung it into the middle of the dining room table with cries of, get on with it. That's half the trouble with home decoration is that it's not practical.
No, I could say some, you know, it was just some ideas are good. But I tell you, haven't they got some beautiful candle holders around this year? Some really unusual ones.
Well, the one I saw in Liberty that was $8.95, it was that high.
No, that, you think that was quite good?
Well, it's not bad, but you know, I'd just lost £10 to the taxi driver through him giving me the wrong change, so I was feeling in a very frugal mood. And this, the green of this candlestick holder, you know what I call the old-fashioned dark green of some china?
Mm.
This wasn't quite that. It was more like a glossy, young holly leaf. Oh, it was beautiful.
There you are. One time only, 20% savings on a single purchase of Debenhams' own brand throughout the store. Debenhams has brought to blah 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 outstanding value to the, and to encourage you to do your Christmas shopping at Debenhams, we're making a special offer that you won't be able to resist until December 24th, commencing on November. You can get an amazing 20% off any Debenhams' own bought range. That means you can shop throughout the store, visit every floor, buy all your gifts under one roof and save 20%. Providing you do all your shopping in one go to get the benefit of the voucher, because the voucher can only be used once. For men's, women's, fashion, accessory, children's clothes, furnishing, gifts, simply present the voucher, attach and receive your 20% discount. We hope you enjoy your shopping.
Mmm.
What do you think today, if you'd had that at Marks, that 26 quid that'd be? No, 50
more,
quid.
50 quid.
Double, because that's 10%.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doll. She collects porcelain dolls. Isn't she gorgeous?
Oh, that's lovely.
$19.99. I don't think that was bad.
That's not bad. I'll buy her that.
Yes,
if they've got it in tomorrow, I'll buy her that.
Because that's, she can keep right through her adult life,
absolutely,
can't she? And she's so careful with them.
A lovely decoration.
Because you know
her bed.
Ballerina one she's got, you bought her from John Lewis, the musical one.
Yes.
I mean, nobody's allowed to touch it.
No, quite.
You know, I mean, it's
there. I know she's very careful.
Because she said to me the other day, she said, have you been in my room and touched? And I said, no, I was going to. She said, I think you have, she said, because you've moved the ballerina. And I did, I listened to it while I was making a bed.
She knew.
Oh, she knew. But she said, no, leave my bed. I'll make my bed myself now. But they've got some lovely, lovely things in.
Yeah.
But you have that Marks and Sparks catalogue to take back with you.
Oh, great, thanks.
Because they've got a good lot of recipes in there,
uh-huh,
fishing,
uh-huh.
And you do a lot more cooking than me, and they've got some really good...
Every day.
That's right, yeah, but I mean, they've got some really sort of, you know, like those things, what did you say tonight you like, those, that jar of stuff, was it something in rum, pineapple?
Oh, yes. Yes.
What is it? Can I just put, it's the Debs one back again. But it's the first time I've ever known Marks to do a catalogue with their gifts in.
Oh, quite. Shows how desperate they all are to get rid of their Christmas
things. Oh, Debs has never done one.
No.
And very often they charge you for them. There's a tremendous amount illustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, Brenda. Oh, Charles.
I love that. Look at
that.
You ever worn them?
What's that, dear?
The bus thing they call.
No.
Bus.
Jerry would never have allowed it. I used to make
myself...
Well,
if he did, he wouldn't have kept it on, would he?
No.
You wouldn't have kept it on long.
I would not.
But I think that Christmas tree are definitely you.
Hmm.
That £49, because I mean, did you hear that woman behind?
No.
She said, you would never think. She said, I thought it was real.
Yes.
She said, the one next to it, she said, now that looks artificial, but I would have never thought the cheaper one.
No.
The £59 one, that looked. But I know, because the other week when I had to work till 8:30 for Peter, he was having a dinner party, and we went down there. I had to go shopping with him. He made me die, because he asked me if I'd work a bit later, and I said, yeah, I need the money, so I'll work later. So he made me die, because he said, in this flare-up, this argument, when I worked that day, I mean, I worked all day, I had nothing to eat, and I couldn't eat after, you know, because of this trouble, I couldn't eat after 4:00.
Mm.
And anyway, he got home about 3:30, said, well, go down to Mark's. Went down to Mark's, came back, and he brought me a sandwich. I said, I've eaten nothing all day, brought me this sandwich. And I was hoping to go away at 6.
Mm.
And at 8:00, I went home. And anyway, he went to pay me my week's money, and he gave me an extra £10.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, that's big of you. I mean, I would have charged him more anyway, but I didn't. I thought, oh, well, he's given me £10 bonus.
Mm.
When we was having this argument on Wednesday, he said, I said, well, what was your reason then for not paying me for that sick pill when I was genuinely sick? And he said, because I gave you such a good bonus last week. I said, what was that then? He said, £25. No, you didn't. I said, you know, I did some extra hours for you.
Mm.
Oh, yes, he said, I've worked it out. Those extra hours, I've paid you for them. But I thought you actually worked for them for nothing, and I've just given you a bonus.
Oh, good God.
And
this man is pathologically mean.
Well, these
pathologically mean.
These decorators just could not believe Harry finished.
Yeah.
They were just so amazed.
Yeah.
Just, you know, they just couldn't believe that somebody could actually, you know, sort of react sort of in that way. Did you tell him that it doesn't get that hot in the conservatory?
No, that's
nice. Nothing to do with that new radiator thing?
No,
nothing
that. No,
don't worry
about
it. It's a worry, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
I mean, I suppose even sort of with a plumber, you know, you don't... I mean, I suppose they don't always know what they're looking for.
Well, no, because unless they put the system in and know exactly what it was, there are so many different ways of delivering water.
Well, the thing is, the guy that used to live here, he was such a bloody prat.
Oh, like
do-it-yourself chap.
Oh my
and
dear.
And the jobs we've found
that's
gone wrong because he's
quite,
a do-it-yourself chap is just totally unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, this is mine. This is the story of my life. Now, in the bathroom, I have had to pay £100 to Mr. Butcher the plumber to put in a new shower thing because that was cheap and rough and eventually wore out. It should never have been put in.
What about your leak that came through the ceiling?
Oh, it's doing it again. It's doing it again, dear. Oh, yes, doing it again. I had the plumber up to look at that because I thought the plumbing was all wrong. He said, no. He said, the plumbing is wrong. The waste pipe of the ensuite shower and the bath are connected and they shouldn't be. They should be separate, but they have been connected. And that is bad. But no, he said, what's happening is quite simple. He said, the people using the ensuite can't control the water. It's going out. He said, the curtain doesn't fit flush against the wall because the wall leans, you know.
Mm.
And he said, water is getting out. He said, tell people to be more careful and put towels all round So in my lovely ensuite, I've got old towels all round my surround. Mm, I love that, Brenda. I adore it. It's me all over. So let me go back to the bathroom. I had endless trouble, as you know, with Shirley. I had to buy stuff, and Shirley came in, and I gave her little presents of this and that, and helped her with cooking meals for her. She regrouted, practically, my bath tiles and my ensuite tiles, because we thought water was going through the wall, and it was. And then I had to replace the, where you take the plug out in the bath, I forget what you call that, the trap.
Mm.
All that has had to be replaced, because that was starting to drip down into the hall again. And then I had to, the shower just came, you know, came to pieces in our hand, as it were. It was not working as a shower. So a plumber had to come, Mr. Butcher came, and he unscrewed the whole lot, and he said, this is cheap old rubbish. It's continental, and it's not UK. And that was £100, more or less, for his fee and buying at a discount through somebody who I knew, buying this new shower and the tappy things, you know, the mixer things. That's the bathroom. And the next thing that's going wrong in the bathroom will be that I'll have to replace that central heating pump.
Was that going wrong then?
It makes an awful noise in the morning. I've got a bill to come in from the electrician for his call-out charge. He diagnosed that it was not an electrical fault. The men thought it was an electrical fault by the noise. It was making a pissing noise. But it isn't, he said. It's the pump. The pump is on the way out. Needs replacing. House was built in 1985. So, the bedrooms, they're not too bad because he hasn't been able to do anything in the bedrooms. Bedrooms are all right. Except that over the lintels in most of the bedrooms, the plaster is not right. It's flaking in great lumps and rippling and cracked. Something to do with
So was he a guy that did everything himself then?
Yes, and he hadn't the faintest idea of how to do
but
it.
But that flakiness in that is obviously when it was new. He didn't let it dry out, he
That's
just
right.
painted over it.
That's right. So you then go into the ensuite room. Well, I cannot tell you the trouble I've had from the ensuite. Water pouring through into the kitchen. Water pouring down the electric wire of the lamp in the study.
What, from there?
Yes. And eventually, Shirley and I thought, well, I mean, we spent weeks grouting. We grouted and we grouted, and still water was coming through, and we grouted, and at last it seemed to be dry. And the man came and did the re-artexing on the insurance, and I had new wallpaper put up, for which I paid extra because he only allowed £8 a roll. The insurance company only pays £8 a roll. And I had £11 wallpaper and a border, and having got the whole thing up, the patches have appeared again.
And they won't pay out again, will they?
Oh, no. And I...
Did they come and check it first?
No,
or
they, no
just
they just take your word for it. And now I have got, as I said, I've got that. I've got to paint that over and reseal, and I've got to make sure that nobody makes a mess in there. But the plumber said, what you really need to do is to get rid of this cheap and tatty, horrible plastic tray, which doesn't come right to the edge of the tiles, and buy a screen. £500, he says.
Very clever, isn't he?
I just looked at the man, I thought, oh, God, I can't cope with
it. So you've just got a curtain around it?
So you come down the stairs, and you come into the kitchen. In the kitchen, we start with the refrigerator being put next to the cooker. And I've had that taken out because I just could not stand it, especially.
You've got a new cooker,
weather.
Haven't you?
I've got a new cooker. I have to have a new cooker because when they took the old one out, it was already in 7 separate pieces.
That was a bloody useless one, though.
Bought it off the town dump. So, new fridge freezer, which is now freestanding in the corner. Bought it from Dunn.
Well, I've seen that.
You know, reduced price. But nevertheless, money. New cooker. Gas hob removed, because that was going US, and an electric hob put in. The formica in the kitchen, if you remember when you first saw me, it was tiles. It wasn't formica, it was ghastly tiles. And when Nev lifted all that out, it was black with rotten mould.
Mm.
The man hadn't grouted the tiles in properly. He'd used some sort of rough old cement, and the water was just going through and staying there.
Oh, my God.
Fortunately, Nev gave me that pink formica and the new sink.
So
that
you didn't
have
to
present.
Buy that?
What else have we got?
Gas fire?
A gas fire. I have formed a really deep and meaningful relationship with Andy at Anglia Gas. He's been back and forth to my house. I know all about the fact that he hasn't got a girlfriend, and his mother is a Martha's cook, and that Worthingworth is a bit off the map. He and I are buddies, dear. I hate to think how much money I have paid over to Anglia Gas. If I'd known what I was into, I could have walked into that house then, and while I had all that money, before I gave any away, I could have said, right, I'm going to have to spend that, and that. And I would have done it, and I would have been all right, because I wouldn't have had things going wrong.
Is this working now, Fire?
Yes.
But after about 300 quid, isn't it?
Yeah, I could have had a lovely new one.
The trouble is, they keep repairing and repairing. They don't tell you this, do they?
No.
They could have sort of said, look.
In the end, I bullied Andy. I said, Andy, there is something fishy about this fire. He said, well, it's possible, he said, that it was a display model. And every time anybody came in and needed a replacement part, instead of sending for the part, they took it out of the display model.
God, what was that bloke? Was he a youngster, or what was he that lived in your house?
Well, youngish. He'd got youngish children, you know.
Blimmin' idiot, wasn't he?
Well, totally. I mean, next time I buy a house, I shall say, excuse me, but are you a blooming idiot?
Are you an idiot? But these DIY are okay if they know what they're doing, but I mean, this guy, I mean...
My lovely Gerald was very, very clever. He was a mechanical, he was a graduate mechanical engineer. And he knew everything about cars that needed to be known.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought, as a result, that he knew about everything else as well. And Brenda, he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because another way in which I had to throw good money after bad was that after he died, once I started having things done in the house, they kept on turning up things that he had done that were absolutely NVG. Do you remember those wires hanging about in the kitchen? The electrician turned quite white when he saw them.
But you don't. I mean, I remember the fire we used to have here, and it wasn't till I gave it to a friend. I mean, we kept it in for a year. All right, lucky enough, we didn't use it. Anyway, I gave it to a friend who's doing car boot. I found it in the attic, and he said to me, Brenda, he said, did you ever use this fire? He said, well, obviously you didn't. He said, because you'd be dead. I said, why? He said, how are you? He said, the wiring on this. He said, if you plug this in, he said, you electrocute yourself. I said, you're joking. And I said, they sell the house to you.
Yes.
You know, and you plug it in, and they obviously just left it. Lucky enough, we did.
I'm going to ask some very, very straightforward questions when I buy the next house.
Well,
and I'm going to write down the answers they give me and get them to sign them. Because I have really been beaten about the head by this house.
Well, I don't think I could live with a conscience. If I was selling, I would say,
no,
look.
I couldn't. I mean, and these people are Jehovah Witnesses who sold me this house, and my feelings about the commercial probity of Jehovah Witnesses are that they haven't any commercial probity. They're probably so wrapped up in their devotion that they don't bother about standard commercial morality. It was a shocking thing to do. I mean, if I were to sell my house now, supposing somebody came galloping along before Christmas, oh, I want the house on the 1st of Feb. And they'd come and they'd see the house and they'd say, yes, I want it. And it was plain that they were going to want it. And we started to talk money. As soon as we'd got the solid block of money, I want 102. New estate agent tells me I can get 97, between 95 and 97. Say they offer me 96.
Mm.
Say we fiddle around, we get to 96. I would then turn and say to them, I will give you £500. I will knock £500 off that so that you can put in a proper shower tray and screen, put in by Mick Debenham, because I understand from him that that is what's needed. I just
If you didn't sell, I mean, but death track things, electrical things, I mean, you would sort of feel, you know, I mean, I've known people where, I mean, it was like us the day we moved in here, went to bed that night and thought, gas, you know, and the blooming boiler, lucky it didn't blow up. I mean, it'd gone. You know, I mean, the next day we had the gas man out and said, well, you know, we're lucky we weren't gassed.
Oh, Brenda.
You know,
Brenda.
I mean, people are so sort of untrustworthy and well, they're just not honest, are they?
No, no.
You know, I mean, all right, you want to sell your house and everything, but, I mean, for goodness sake.
You've got to live with yourself.
That's right, I mean.
What I have said to Neil, and Neil is honest, but once or twice he's said things and I've said, no, Neil, no, that's wrong. It's better to be bitterly poor and have your self-respect than to try to take a mean and petty advantage of anybody or anything.
That's right.
He's only said these things sort of trying out to see, because he doesn't know very much. Oh, it's so sad, Brenda. He said to me, we were talking on Wednesday night, I think, and he looked wistfully at me and he said, I only want to be taught.
Aww.
I only want to be taught.
So he's just like a child, isn't he?
Well, he is. I say that he's 20 going on 16.
Doesn't the stepfather sort of say anything?
No. What do modern men think about, Brenda? You tell me.
Your
Dave
isn't he?
One in a thousand. One in a thousand, like my Gerald, that thought about his duties, his responsibilities, his tender fatherly feelings. But what do most modern men think about? Their own sexual gratification. That is what counts. That is what makes them feel